Cristo è risorto. A questo mistero così grande.
Christ is risen, and our hearts are filled to overflowing with the spiritual joy of Easter celebrations. With these words, Pope Benedict XVI greeted the hundreds of enthused faithful gathered in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace in Castel Gandolfo, the ancient hill town just outside of Rome where popes have retreated for centuries.
Nel clima della gioia pasquale, la liturgia di oggi.
Recalling the gospel account of the risen Lord's appearance to the women, Pope Benedict exhorted the faithful to fearlessness in proclaiming Jesus' resurrection.
Venne loro incontro e disse, non temete, andate ad annunciare ai miei fratelli che vadano in Galilea e là mi vedranno.
Nigerian sister Ezeka Georgiana was just one of the pilgrim religious in the courtyard who heard the Holy Father's exhortation.
This is a great occasion for us, for the salvation of mankind. Easter is a great portion in our life that we, the Christians, have to imitate.
He who encounters the risen Christ and trusts in him has nothing to fear, said Pope Benedict. Christians are called to bring the message of our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection to the ends of the earth.
E questo è il messaggio che cristiani sono chiamati a diffondere sino agli estremi confini del mondo.
Sister Doretta Dalbero of the Apostles of the Sacred Heart in the Archdiocese of Hartford, Connecticut, shared with us her reflections on the words of the Holy Father.
Our lives are filled with the cross and filled with the resurrection of Jesus. It was a beautiful, just a beautiful thought that he gave us, and it's the truth.
The Holy Father said, Christian faith is not born by accepting a doctrine.
La fede cristiana, come lo sappiamo, nasce non dall'accoglienza di una dottrina, ma dall'incontro con una persona.
Christian faith, said Pope Benedict, begins in the encounter with a person, in meeting the Lord who was dead and who now lives forever. It is now more urgent than ever that men and women meet and recognize Jesus, and that by our example, said Pope Benedict, they should let themselves love him.
Ed è quanto mai urgente che gli uomini e le donne della nostra epoca conoscano.
Pope Benedict invoked Mary, Queen of Heaven, and prayed that she sustain our faith in the resurrection and make us messengers of the hope and love of the risen Lord.
E ci renda messaggeri della speranza e dell'amore di Gesù Cristo. Regina Caeli, alleluia.
After the Regina Caeli, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
I extend a warm welcome. I pray that you will grow ever close to the risen Lord and share his good news with all souls you encounter. Upon all of you, I invoke the abundant blessings of Almighty God.